do all men with power want? More power.
The All-American Half Pound. Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
And then, of course, there's the ontological argument for a deity.
Sex without love is an empty experience.
Little indie rock electro remix.
Yes, but as empty experiences go, it's one of the best.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Harmonious layers built up on top of one another like a sandwich.
I had this wild dream. Electric eels were biting my butt.
Only you knew what Show Before Us did to us.
Experience, that's what separates the girls from the Girl Scouts.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
We're using the power of rock and roll to change the world! Woo!
President Bush has authorized spying on American citizens as part of his war on terror without obtaining court approval at any time.
The tears of the gods. Yes, the tears of the gods.
WMFO, Metco, 91.5.
You see, TV is power. The power to love, pacify. And then when all eyes are glazed and all minds are jelly, the power to take. The power to hold the world in your fist.
Lady, you are making a powerful enemy.
I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
You connect your iPod or your MP3 player to it, and it will vibrate to the beat and rhythm of the music on your iPod.
Don't call me no disc jockey, because I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
And everyone who was anybody in London at that time, and that was literally everyone, the Beatles, the Stones, Clapton, Page, Jeff Beck, Townsend, everyone was there at this club to see this guy. He got up on stage, and that image of Jimmy playing that guitar, being what that persona he used to adopt on stage, was absolutely indelible on the brain. And he was incredible.
You didn't hear it right now. You're not going to hear it again. Try to guess who the theme is.
Get your mind together, then come on across to me. We'll hold hands and then we'll watch the sunrise from the bottom of the sea. But first, are you experienced? Or have you ever been? Well, I have. Well, I know you always scream and cry that your little world won't let you go. But who in your measly little world are you trying to prove that you're made out of gold and can't be sold? So, are you experienced? Have you ever been experienced? Well, I have. Let me prove it to you.
Why? Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's no ordinary radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial, and WMFO.org on the web. Yes, we are Tufts, freeform, non-commercial community, and even sometimes educational radio. In case you didn't already know it, I'm your host, Edward Buechert, and tonight we are bringing you a powerful and electrifying experience. Yes, a canonical Tears of the Gods theme, where we're going deep rather than wide, rather than doing all the genre jumping that we do on a plastic sushi sound collage. Yeah, we're going to be deeply exploring the music of just our three featured artists this evening. AC/DC, Jimi Hendrix and his experience, and Kraftwerk, the German godfathers of hip-hop and a seminal electronic band who, while they're not as popularly known as AC/DC and Jimi Hendrix, but they've profoundly influenced modern music through their influences on so many other musicians. And they exactly fit this theme because their name, Kraftwerk, means power station in German. There's so much going on this evening with our audio clips from who knows where, including Roger Daltrey and from The Who, who in the intro set there was reflecting on the first time he saw Jimi Hendrix in England. And we're also got a bunch of clips from one of my favorite ever WMFO DJs, Alexandra Kittle, who hosted the Bleeding Heart Show up through 2010. And that Roger Daltrey clip in the intro there, he was reflecting on Jimi Hendrix's appearance, his first UK show at the Scotch of St. James Club in London on September 26, 1966. And in the audience there were three of the Beatles, three of the Rolling Stones, and two of The Who, and two of the Kinks out of 130 people who were in that room. And we've got another clip coming up with Roger Daltrey talking about the Monterey Pop Festival. And it's just such a great clip. My quick retelling is that Hendrix was using feedback and smashing guitars, which Pete Townsend had been doing prior. And Pete was just knew that Jimi Hendrix was going to do the whole of his act. So he wanted to go on before, and they flipped the coin for it because there was quite a route before that decision was made. And, Jimi then needed to go on after The Who. But it didn't matter because rather than smashing his guitar, Jimi Hendrix burned it instead. And that clip that we're going to be hearing, I think, is just a perfect example of sometimes people make mistakes when they're talking and you want to edit out those little things. And if you're trying to make it smooth, like if you're trying to create a public service message, for example. But on other times, like that clip, it's just got so much energy. And if you got rid of all that, you'd lose something tremendous. So that's coming up later on. So we began the intro set there, the music, with Kraftwerk and Abzug from their album The Mix, which was all remixes of their previously released songs. And then Jimi Hendrix with the title track from his 1967 perfect album, Are You Experienced? And then AC/DC, also with the title track from their album High Voltage. And let me tell you, in tonight's sound collage, there are so many great sounds, guitar tones that electric guitar players chase to these days in 2023, trying to sound the way Jimi Hendrix's Strat does through either a Marshall or a Fender Bassman. And those Fender Bassman amplifiers, perfect. In fact, the Marshall amplifiers were initially just clones of a 1958 Fender Bassman amplifier. And then Mesa Boogie amps. The first Mesa Boogie was also just that. Randall Smith's took a Bassman circuit and eventually enhanced it a lot. And then from the Kraftwerk, let me say, Florian Schneider, one of the two co-founders, as a self-described sound fetishist. All the synthesizer sound, but just, oh my goodness. So also, I just want to quickly say that we're still running our donations drive here at WMFO. For more information, just go to WMFO and click on that top link there. So yeah, in this next set, we're going to be here. We're going to be here in each of our featured artists. Kraftwerk just once in the middle with Home Computer. It's a kind of longer song. And I hope you enjoy this sound collage from just three artists, all of them perfect, on WMFO. I put the finger in you. Yeah, AC/DC.
I'm gonna make it. Hendrix engineer and producer, Eddie Kramer.
On Axis, in fact, the way we had set it up for Jimmy was Jimmy had always asked us about this sound that he heard in his head, which was being underwater. And one evening we said to him, now, come in and have a listen, sit down and have a listen to this. George Cairns and I had been working on this phasing technique, which George Martin had showed us. There was a track on the album called Bold as Love, and in that song, we created phasing. And we played it for Jimmy, and he fell down off the couch, and the hairs stood up on the back of his neck. He said, I can't believe it. I've been reliving my dream. I mean, this is exactly what I heard in my dream.
Anger, he smiles, towering in shiny metallic purple armor. Queen jealousy, envy waits behind him. Her fiery green gown sneers at the grassy ground. Blue are the life-giving waters, take them for granted. They quietly understand. Once happy turquoise armies lay opposite ready, but wonder why the fight is on. But they're all bold as love. Yeah. They're all bold as love. Yeah. They're all bold as love. Just ask the Axis. My red is so confident he flashes trophies of war. And ribbons of euphoria. Orange is young, full of daring, but very unsteady for the first go round. My yellow in this case is not so mellow. In fact, I'm trying to say it's fighting like me. And all of these emotions of mine keep tolling me from giving my life to a rainbow like you. But I'm a, yeah, I'm bold as love. Yeah, yeah. He knows everything.
Well, I don't ordinarily feel sorry for human beings, but I do feel sorry for him.
a human error. Human error.
Like real.
Video is really interesting. It's like a bunch of Boy Scouts who get really weird badges.
The numbers all go to 11. Look, right across the board. 11, oh, 11,
and most
11,
and then amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it? One louder.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
These go to 11. Thank you.
fans remain entertained until the end.
You pull yourself to pieces.
Home in bed.
You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform, non-commercial radio. I'm your host, Edward Buechert, and tonight we are bringing you a powerful and electrifying experience. This evening, our theme involves the music of just three artists: AC/DC, Jimi Hendrix, and his experience, and Kraftwerk, the seminal German electronic band, whose name means power station in German. We began that last set with AC/DC, I Put the Finger in You. Well, actually on you. From Those About to Rock, We Salute You, was the album that was from. And then it was Jimi Hendrix, along with his engineer and co-producer, Eddie Kramer, one of the most incredible music producers ever. And that was him explaining how on Bold as Love, he was able to get a particular studio technique called phasing to make the sound swirl all around that he had George Chaos had learned from George Martin, the Beatles producer. Because that's the way you had to do things back then. And, well, it was incredible. It was groundbreaking. And it's still the sounds that guitar players chase after these days. Then we heard from Kraftwerk with the original version of Home Computer from their Computer World album. And then an acoustic song from Jimi Hendrix, Hear My Train A-Comin', from his blues album. And we concluded with a very deep cut from AC/DC's Power Age album, What's Next to the Moon. So, there are a lot of things going on this weekend in Somerville. Yeah, tomorrow and Sunday, it's Somerville's annual open studios from noon until 6 p.m. You can immerse yourself in a city full of art and creative energy. You can talk with artists in every kind of work and space across every kind of visual media. There's going to be free trolleys looping throughout the city to take you to the artist sites. For more information, just go to the web and visit the Somerville Open Studios website at somervilleopenstudios.org. It's been a public service message from the Somerville Open Studios and all your local art-loving friends here at WMFO in Medford and Somerville as well. And, yeah, you know, I volunteer to take care of the public service messages here, and it's a job I enjoy. And we've got a brand new one for you, making its world premiere over our 91.5 FM airwaves right now. Yes, why not grow your own? If you enjoy eating fresh food, there's nothing more local or fresher than a harvest from your own garden. Lettuce, kale, carrots, peas, squash, beans, beets, and many herbs are easy for beginners to grow from seed. But perhaps number one are radishes, because they grow very quickly and you can eat the whole plant, tops and bottoms, in as little as 20 to 30 days after seeding them. And that was actually my lunch today. I had radishes that were actually growing from leftover from the seeds. They came back. So I had radishes and arugula in my lunch salad. And of course, you can buy tomatoes and other plants already potted in containers. Did you know Massachusetts law even allows adults to grow up to 6 marijuana plants per individual or 12 plants per household? To learn more, just search the web for what you want to grow. Not only can you enjoy the freshest harvest possible, when you grow your own, you can also have complete confidence it's free of pesticides or other chemicals. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford. Yes, we are Tufts Community Radio. So backing me up right now is Kraftwerk with It's More Fun to Compute. And we've got a longer set for you coming up here. It's just a little over half an hour. And, well, it's going to have songs from Jimi Hendrix, Kraftwerk, and AC/DC. And then Kraftwerk again, some hacked public service messages, and Jimi Hendrix and AC/DC once again, and a whole bunch of audio clips from who knows where mixed in between and on top of the music. And it all starts for you. Oh, yeah, one thing I wanted to give, well, it's not a shout-out, but this, the first AC/DC song, Live Wire, in this set, man, it really rocks, and it's got a tremendous build-up, so I hope you like that. Yeah, here is Jimi Hendrix and Little Wing on the Tears of the God sound collage. WMFO in Medford. Classic tones. Every song here.
Chance to begin again in a golden land of opportunity and adventure.
Without love is an empty experience.
Yes, but as empty experiences go, it's one of the best.
You're charging your own petrol, and now we're full of energy. We are the robots. Greatest love I've ever had.
Well, I practice a lot when I'm alone.
What do all men with power want? More power.